Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
I'm Tiffany.
So today we're going to our time travel article for this month. And Roxy and Shia, they have been to so many places.
Yeah, one of my favorite ones was when they saw dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty cool. That's as far back in the past as they've gone. They've also seen the Maya. They've been to ancient Rome. They've met the Wright brothers and helped them with their airplane. They've even been to the future.
I know, it's so cool. I want to go traveling in time now.
Yeah, they're kind of traveling in space as well, because they're not just staying in one place and moving in time. So their machine can go through time and through space, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, so where are they going to end up today? Let's read through the article and find out.
Back through time, Ella Formosa.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Roxy and Shia arrive somewhere new in their time machine.
We're on a ship!
There are no ships like this now.This is a sailing ship.
Ugh, the sea makes it move up and down. Ugh, I'm starting to feel sick.
You'll feel better if you look at the horizon.
Okay, I'll try. Who does this ship belong to?
Let me listen to the sailors. They are speaking Portuguese, so they are from Portugal.
I can see an island out there.
You're right, Roxy. Hey, everyone, land.
The sailors are excited.
What are they saying?
They are calling it...Ilha Formosa. That means beautiful island.
I know! That island is Taiwan.
Ship, ship. The ship hit a large rock and sank to the bottom of the sea. The ship hit a large rock and sank to the bottom of the sea. Belong to, belong to. This book belongs to the library. It's not mine. This book belongs to the library. It's not mine. Island. Island. Hokkaido is the second largest island of Japan. Hokkaido is the second largest island of Japan. Right. Right. You're right about Jane. She's really selfish. You're right about Jane. She's really selfish.
So the article begins with a bit of description. It says, Roxy and Shia arrive somewhere new in their time machine.
All right, so they keep going to all these other places. So let's find out where exactly are they now. So Roxy says, we're on a ship. Okay, and ship is one of our first word power words that we see here. It's spelled S-H-I-P, ship. And it's a noun, and it means a large boat, usually used for traveling across the seas or across the ocean. So our word power sentence is, the ship hit a large rock and sank to the bottom of the sea. The ship hit a large rock and sank to the bottom of the sea.
Now, you might be wondering, what is the difference between a boat and a ship? Okay, and it's a good question, and we will look at it a bit again tomorrow. For now, let's say that a ship is large enough to have smaller boats on it, and a boat is small enough so it can go on a ship. Okay, that's kind of how it goes. The bigger it is, the more likely you are to say ship. A lot of the time we can use boat for any kind of thing that transports people on over the water, while ship is only really used for the bigger ones, okay? We would call, like, the Titanic, we'd call that a ship. It's not really a boat.
Right, it was a big ship as well.
A very, very big boat, but we would say ship for something that big.
Right, okay, so next, Shia then says, there are no ships like this now.
Okay, he adds, this is a sailing ship. Okay, a sailing ship means it uses the wind to move. It's not like today where they can burn fuel to push the motors along. This has those big white sails. The wind fills the sails, which are these very big pieces of cloth. And as the wind blows, it pushes the ship along. Okay, of course, ships like that used to be common hundreds of years ago. They kind of stopped in about the 19th century. We started to move to steam power and other things like that.
Right. So this must be something that happened a long, long time ago. So let's take a look and see if we can find more clues to where they are. So Roxy then says, the sea makes it move up and down. Okay, and up and down basically just literally means a motion where you move up and you move down. Now, why does a ship move up and down? Because the waves make it move up and down. So we can see the ship, it's kind of, we can also say bobbing up and down. It's moving up and down.
Okay, and now I bet, like quite a few other people, you're probably feeling the same thing here as Roxy is when she says, oh, I'm starting to feel sick. Now, of course, this does happen to people when they go on ships or boats and they're going up and down too much. For me, it doesn't happen really. It would have to be pretty bad. How about you? Do you get seasick?
I do. I get seasick and I get car sick.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I can't use my phone or read on a bus or in a car. Sometimes on an airplane as well. It's really bad.
Wow.
Yeah, but okay. I usually just watch movies or I sleep on the plane. So
good plan.
I'm a little bit sensitive to this. All right, so next, Shia then says, you'll feel better if you look at the horizon. So that's actually a really great tip. So if you're feeling seasick or you're feeling carsick, one thing for you to do is to look outside Or, if since they're on a ship, you can look at the horizon. And the horizon is basically the line where the land meets the sky.
Yeah, it's like as far as you can see where everything kind of just becomes one thing. And this is a great way to stop feeling seasick. Because the horizon doesn't move, you can trick your brain and stop it thinking too much about the movement of the ship or the boat because it goes, okay, that bit over there, that's staying still. Mm-hmm. So maybe I can stay still as well.
Yeah, it does help a little bit. All right, so next, what does Roxy say? She says, okay...I'll try.
Okay, so she's going to look out there. And to kind of take her mind off this movement of the ship up and down, she asks, who does this ship belong to? Now, this phrase, belong to, is our next word power word. It's a phrasal verb. Belong is spelled B-E-L-O-N-G, belong, and then we've got T-O-2, belong to. And if something belongs to someone, it is the property of that person or it is owned by that person. For example, this book belongs to the library. It's not mine. This book belongs to the library. It's not mine.
Right, so next Shia then says, let me listen to the sailors. Okay, so they're trying to figure out who the ship or who owns this ship. And then Shia says he will listen to the sailors. A sailor is a noun and it's a person who works on a ship or they work on a boat. We call them, they're a part of the crew. So the crew is a group of people who run the ship and to make sure that it's sailing very smoothly.
Yep, and we still use sailors, even though, as we said, we don't really use sails to move boats anymore. That, the word sailors is still survived and it's still in use. So Shia then says, they are speaking Portuguese, so they are from Portugal.Now, Portugal is a country in southwestern Europe. It's got Spain on one side and the Atlantic Ocean on the other. In the old days, the Portuguese, which is the people from Portugal, were great sailors. Now, we also saw they spoke Portuguese, so that word can be used to mean the people or the language they speak.
And just because Portugal is next to Spain, they don't actually speak the same language.
It's got similarities, but it's different. They're two different languages.
Yep, so don't get confused when you go to Spain or Portugal. They are still two different cultures, and they speak different languages as well. Okay, next. Roxy says, I can see an island out there. Okay, island is spelled I-S-L-A-N-D, and it's also our word pair word, island. And remember, island, although it's spelled with an S, the S, when you read it out loud, it's silent, so we don't pronounce the S. Now, what is an island? An island is a land all surrounded by water. So, for example, Taiwan is an island. We are surrounded by water on all sides.Let's take a look at our example sentence. Our example sentence is, Hokkaido is the second largest island of Japan. Hokkaido is the second largest island of Japan.
Okay, so Roxy has seen this island and Shia says, you're right, Roxy. So here he's not meaning right like your right hand, not your left hand. He means right as in correct.True or exact. This is our next word power word of the day. Right is spelled R-I-G-H-T, right. And it's saying things like you have the right answer and so on. You have the correct answer. So yes, Roxy is right. She has seen an island. Here's another example. You're right about Jane. She's really selfish. You're right about Jane. She's really selfish.
I don't like that, Jane.
No.
All right, so next, Shia then says, hey, everyone, land. So remember, they're on the ship, and they're looking out at the scene. They're looking out on the horizon. Roxy sees an island, and Shia also sees land.
Okay, now he shouts to everyone, which is why we use that exclamation mark, land, everybody. And as we see in the next bit of description, the sailors are excited. So they're probably very happy to see land because they're at sea. Maybe they're looking for new places. And so they're super excited that there's land out there. Maybe they can go and get water or food or meet whoever's on the island. Maybe they can make it part of Portugal. That's what people did in those days. So they're really happy and excited.
Yeah, and I figure that they probably will be on this ship for many months.
Yes.
So it must be really nice to finally get your feet on some land.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what does Roxy say? She says, what are they saying?
Okay, so Shia, who for some reason can speak a bit of Portuguese, he says they are calling it, and I believe this is Ilha Formosa.I think that's how you say it. My Portuguese
is
not very good, but Ilha Formosa.
Ah, it sounds really familiar, actually.
It does, doesn't it?
Okay, so let's see. Shai says, that means beautiful island.
Okay, and I can sort of make Ilha, I can see why that sounds like island. You know, I can see that connection there. Formosa seems to mean beautiful. And if any of you guys out there are thinking, this really does sound familiar, you will probably say exactly what Roxy says here and say, I know, that island is Taiwan.
Aww.
Of course it is. Everybody knows Taiwan used to be called Ilha Formosa. Taiwan was the beautiful island that was found by the Portuguese, or, well, I mean, people already lived here, of course, but they were the first European people to spot it. And it seems like Roxy may have actually been the first person to, from Europe or the West to see Taiwan.
Yeah, so she says, I know that. This sounds familiar. Ilha Formosa means Taiwan. All right, so before we go to our review time, let's first take a look at our magic box, and we'll be right back.
Magic box! 找亮点
！Hello, 今天的课文带大家去坐船。大家有坐过船吗？坐船时船会因为海水而上下晃动。上下晃动的英文该怎么说呢？其实没有这么复杂哦。上下的英文分别是 up, down。我们可以搭配不同的动词，比如说爬楼梯、爬上、爬下 ,climb up and down。或者像今天课文里提到上下移动 ,move up and down。除了上上下下，我们移动的时候可能也会来来回回。大家要不要试试看英文会怎么说呢？如果是来来回回，那就是往前又往后，那就是 back and forth。比如说来回飞行 ，fly back and forth， 或是比较抽象，如果来来回回的修改，也可以说 change back and forth。还有一种移动是一圈一圈的圆形移动。比如小鱼在鱼缸里会一圈一圈的游，一圈的英文是 around， 这样你猜到一圈又一圈的游是什么了吗？ That's right, swim round and round， 或是小狗会绕圈圈的跑， run round and round， 大家还没有昏头吧？ Now let's take a small quiz to see if you get them all。 在餐厅里大家最怕的不是热锅热油，而是跳上跳下的小朋友。小朋友正在跳上跳下的英文该怎么说呢？ Find out the answer after a short break. 答案是 The kids are jumping up and down. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到咯。
Okay, guys, welcome to our wrap-up. We've been talking about countries today, and Tiffany and I are going to play a game. We're going to try and list an A to Z of countries. So I'll start with A, a nice easy one, Australia.
Okay, B for Brazil.
Okay, C for Canada, where my wife is right now.
Ah, she's having fun.
She is.
D for Denmark.
Okay, E for England, where I'm from.
Yeah, of course.And F for France.
Okay, I'm going to go G for Germany. Dirk War.
Oh, nice. A little bit Chinese there. H for hungry.
Okay, which isn't the same spelling as hungry, like I am hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I for India, where my grandmother was born. There
wow,
you go.
That's cool. J for Japan.
Okay, so Japan is close to Korea, which is K.
I can think of Libya.
Yep, amongst others. Okay, M for Mexico. There we go.
And N, I think of the Netherlands.
Yeah, now the Netherlands, people used to call it Holland, and I think the Taiwanese or Chinese is Herlan.
Yes.
But its correct name is the Netherlands. Now, O, there aren't many O's, so let's go with Oman, which is in the Arabian area.
Right, and then P, of course, we just learned about this country, Portugal.
Yep. Now, Q, there can't be a Q, but there is. We might have had to look it up, but it's Qatar, where the Soccer World Cup will be in 2022.
Yeah, it seems like a cool place, though. R for Russia.
Okay, S for Spain.
T, of course, Taiwan.
Yay! U for the United States of America.
V, I can think of Venezuela.
Yeah, Venezuela's a good one. Now, W, some say there is no W, but I disagree. Wales, which
Wales
is one
is
of the
country.
Four countries in the UK. Now, some people say it's part of the UK, it doesn't count, but the Welsh people from Wales would say, no, we're a real country. So W is Wales.
Okay, there is no country for X.
No.
But I can go for Y, Yemen.
Okay, and Z for Zambia or Zimbabwe, why not?
Yeah.
So there's our A to Z of countries. Thanks for listening, guys, and join us again tomorrow for day two of our time travel article. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
Bye. Back through time. Ila Formosa. Roxy and Shia arrive somewhere new in their time machine.
We're on a ship!
There are no ships like this now. This is a sailing ship.
Ugh, the sea makes it move up and down. Ugh, I'm starting to feel sick.
You'll feel better if you look at the horizon.
Okay, I'll try. Who does this ship belong to?
Let me listen to the sailors.They are speaking Portuguese, so they are from Portugal.
I can see an island out there.
You're right, Roxy. Hey, everyone, land.
The sailors are excited.
What are they saying?
They are calling it Ilha Formosa. That means beautiful island.
I know. That island is Taiwan.
Ship, ship. The ship hit a large rock and sank to the bottom of the sea. The ship hit a large rock and sank to the bottom of the sea. Belong to, belong to. This book.Belongs to the library. It's not mine. This book belongs to the library. It's not mine. Island. Island. Hokkaido is the second largest island of Japan.Hokkaido is the second largest island of Japan. Right. Right. You're right about Jane. She's really selfish. You're right about Jane. She's really selfish.